Okay. Mayor, what you said, Mayor, with that song you said about Boris Pitts, Boer, English translation, yeah. It's priceless. Priceless. How in the world, you know how much that sign cost? That sign cost an enormous amount of money. Those signs, and they have no oversight to allow that to happen. It's amazing. It's just unbelievable. They should bring.
Yeah, really, you know, it's in the chutzpah, they think they know English.
Unbelievable. That, but you know, all they need to bring that sign to America and have it when you come out of the airport, welcome to America.
Yeah.
Dangerous ignorance is here. Like, welcome to Brooklyn on the Brooklyn Bridge. Welcome to Brooklyn. Dangerous ignorance. That's what they need to put up. Okay, let's learn. Let's learn. We learn over here. I want to try a new style in learning this, where I want to go only. I want to learn selective psukim. Instead of going through every pasuk, we're going to pick selective psukim where we're going to try to bring out the more significant, the unique targumim, unique words that the targum translates differently. We'll see. It takes a lot more preparation on my part. We'll see. We'll see what we can do. Right now, I want to learn this pasuk over here about the Karm Pesach is offered Bein Ho'ar Boyim. Now, here we go. Here's the pasuk.
What? Pasuk?
Pasuk Gimel. Perek Tes, Pasuk Gimel. Perek Tes.
Rabbi Ginsburg, quickly, I saw him tonight. He came up with something interesting.
Okay.
The Kohanim do not have those two avodas that Rashi talked about, the Masa and the other.
And Shmira. But Shmira they did. Ooh, that's brilliant.
Shmira they do.
Right, three gates they have. So that's brilliant. So we want to discuss, fantastic.
I gave a quick ride and I had some Torah to tell them.
A+. A+.
Thank you.
A+, that's a brilliant answer. Because they do have Shmira, so we wanted to focus on what's unique to the Kohanim, to the Levim. Brilliant. Excellent. Okay.
Thanks.
Let's learn over here. Now, this week's parasha, we learn about Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is part of Parshas of Bahalo Yisra, where the parasha tells us that there were people who were Tamei, and were not able to bring the Korban Pesach. They complained to Moshe, Lama Nigara. Why should we be denied the ability to bring the Korban Pesach? So Hashem says, you're right, I'm going to give you an opportunity to bring the Korban Pesach. Now, what's interesting about Pesach Sheni is that the Pesach Sheni begins with a review of the laws of Pesach Rishon. And there's a record. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe b'midbar Sinai, b'shana hasheni, is the second year, litzeisam. In the second year, litzeisam me'eretz Mitzrayim, b'chodesh harishon lemar. So, we have over here the anniversary. We have over here it's Chodesh Nisan. It's a drop. It's 15 days shy of 1 year since the Exodus. The Exodus took place on day 15, on the 15th day of Nisan. And now it's a year later minus 15 days, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, in the second year. And Hashem is reminding the Jewish people, don't forget, in 15 days from now, don't forget to offer a Korban Pesach. It's very important.
Did they do it every year?
No, they did not. Rashi says explicitly that they did not. They were. Why not? A very good question. Why not? I don't know. There are different ideas advanced. Why not? But they did not. And this, in fact, was a stain on the soul, the collective soul of the Jewish people. Why they did not offer the Korban Pesach the other 38 years in the desert.
Because they didn't have a bris milah, that's why.
Oh, so you give them the answer, because they didn't have bris milah. So, and they have, and why did they not have bris milah? Because they were afraid. They didn't take the vaccine.
The children, don't do it because you're the
children. Sakon to do it. They were afraid. They didn't want to. Okay, that's, you're right, correct. That's the reason.
But not satisfying.
Okay, so why were they moist and nefesh? Okay, well, it's a tough question. And it's a gnai. The next Korban Pesach that they offered was the first year they entered into Eretz Yisrael through Yehoshua's leadership in the first year. Okay, so if that's less of now, so what's interesting over here is that the Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe b'midbar Sinai b'shana hashenis, litzeisam me'eretz Mitzrayim, b'chodesh harishon lemar. And here we have a command. The command is, don't forget, v'yasu v'nei Yisrael es haposach b'moado. Don't forget to bring the Korban Pesach in its set time. When is the set time? On day 14. Okay, the 14, like what we do, Erev Pesach. B'chodesh Hazeh, this month, the first B'chodesh Nisan. Now here are the keywords. The keywords are Bein Ho Arbayim. Between the Arbayim. The word Arbayim, Erev. Between the Erevs. Okay, we'll see one moment. Ta'asuo, so you shall slaughter it. B'moado. Now there appears repetition. We already know that it's on day 14. We already know that it's between the Arbayim. And then it says another word, B'moado, and it's set time. I mean, what more do you want? Well, you told us it's Chodesh Nisan, day 14, between the Erevs. There are two Erevs, which we'll figure out what it means. Another word, B'moado, in its set time, K'chol, according to Chukosav, K'chol, Chukosav, U'chol, Mishpatav, according to all of its laws. They have two different words here, Achoik and the Mishpat, Ta'asu Oso. Okay, and then Vaidari Moshe, B'nei Shal, La'asai Saposach. Okay, I only want to focus the Targum on the word Bein Har Bayim. But let's just see the Rashis here. Once we do, let's see the Rashis. Learn the Rashi also. So Rashi B'chodesh HaRishon Parsha Sheberosh HaSefer Loi Nemra Ad Ior. Now, in the beginning of this Parsha, B'Halos HaSaneros, not B'Halos, I'm sorry, the Parsha of Bamidbar, of counting, Hashem wanted to take count of the Jewish people, that the Degolim, all the laws of the Degolim, Loinemra Ad Ior, that was said to Moshe in the second month. Okay, we have Nisan, Ior, Sivan. So in the beginning of Chumash Bamidbar, it was taught to Moshe in the second month, and now we're going backwards in time. Limadata, from here we learn. There's no order. Don't get hung up on order. There is no order. Okay, there's no order. We start with Chodesh Iyar, and now we go backwards. So the question is, just because there's something called Ein Muktam Ma'ucher, you still need a reason why Hashem went out of order. And the answer, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is trying to hide something. He's trying to cover up for our indiscretion. Like you said, Mark, Ginuson shel Yisrael. I'm sorry, what happened over here? I got lost over here. Shaginuson shel Yisrael, because this is not good. This is a gnus, something bad for the Jewish people. It's an insult. What that shall call Arboim Shanod Shahi Yishabamidbar Loi Hikrivu Ela Pesach Zebulwad. This is the only current Pesach. Alright. Okay, so that's why we know over here the first principle that there's a Muktam Umuchar. We learned that from this section. It's a very important principle. We learned that because in the beginning of Bamidbar it says dates. It says there explicitly Bachodesh Hasheni. And here it says Bachodesh Horishoin. The Torah is going backwards. And that itself is a revelation, that the Torah is not written in order. And now that we know it's not written in order, we need to know the second. We have another question, why not? And how Rashi tells us his idea, a beautiful idea. It's a gnus. It's a gnus. It's a bad report. It's Lashon Hara about the Jewish people, that they did not bring the Korban Pesach the entire 40 years in the desert. It also is a chiddush. How do we know that? How do we know that just because it says, does it say anywhere explicitly that they did not offer the Korban Pesach? Does it say? I don't know. Obviously, we know it's one way or another, whether we know from a pasuk or if we know it from a tradition, we know from tradition, and therefore we want to hide the fact. Okay? Already a lot of principles have been taught to us here. Now, here is the question I ask you. Why does it say the word B'moado and it's a time? Af B'Shabbos. B'moado, Af B'Tumah. The Gemara asked this question. This is a typical Rashi. Rashi very much enjoys drawing from the Talmud. That's what Rashi does. Rashi lebasi el lefarish. Rashi was an innovator. Until Rashi came along, this is what it says in the books about Rashi. The uniqueness of Rashi's parish and chumash. They don't talk about unkelus. That's a deficiency in what they don't mention too often about unkelus, that he wrote as a commentary on unkelus. But Rashi also often will draw from the Gemara, will draw from the Medrash, will say his own ideas, or from tradition, from his teachers. Until Rashi came along, no one did that. Everyone, the commentators until Rashi's time, were 100% consistent. If they were Talmudists, then every single word of the pasuk you have to match up with a Gemara, a section of Gemara in the Talmud Bavli. You do not inject into your commentary Medrash. You do not inject your own ideas. You do not inject uncles. It's one approach. If a person, a mefarish, was giving you a perush on medrash, so it would automatically connect every single word of the pasuk to a medrash. If you want to focus on the uncles, so focus on uncles. You want to focus on your own ideas or tradition, fine. Rashi is unique in that Rashi will say, listen, I have in front of me 10 different sources. I'm not going to go tell you what every single word means according to every single source. I'm going to mix and match. I'm going to make a chalant. If the Gemara really explains what the Gemara says fits very well into the pasuk, then I'm going to put that in my parish. If the Medrash fits better, Leibasi El Lefarish, I'm going to take the best of what I got out there and I'm going to make a chalant. That's very controversial to do that. Rashi was cutting edge. We take it for granted. But Rashi here quotes the Gemara, which is telling us that the word is extra. Basically, Rashi is giving up. If Rashi does this, it means Rashi is throwing in the towel. There really is no... The question I asked you in the beginning, there is no answer. Why does it say, Be'arba Osar, the 14th day, B'chodesh HaZen, this month, Bein Horabayim, in the afternoon, Tasu Oso, you shall do it, B'moado. What? B'moado? In its set time? I don't need this word. I'm done. It says, we know that it's here it says in the beginning of the part that it's in the Midbar, in the Shana HaShenis, in the first month, it says day 14, it says the afternoon, there is absolutely no need for the word B'moado. So Rashi says, you're right, I give up. I throw in the towel. Why then did it say the word B'moado? Drasha, Talmud Bavli, go to your Daf Yomi Shir and listen to what the Maggid says. Drasha, a drasha, there's an extra word. Word is superfluous. So what do you do when the word is extra? You have a halachic teaching that even if Pesach falls out on the Shabbat, you still have to slaughter the Karbon Pesach. Otherwise, I would say the Pesach is not Doiche Shabbos. Okay, this is a classic, classic piece of Gemara. To take a word out of its simple meaning and ascribe to it a halachic teaching. And Rashi says, that's all I can say here because there's nothing else to say. The word is extra. And what else? Let's say if the entire Jewish people are Tomei, ordinarily you would not bring a carbon in Tomei, but over here the word mother is teaching you can bring a Tomei. Okay, next. According to all of its laws, Elu mitzvah shebegufay, the word choik means the basic laws, seh, a sheep, tamim, no blemishes, zohar, a male, ben shana, within its first year. The Karban Pesach must be a seh. There are two types of seh. There's seh kevasim or seh izim, and has to be a male, has to be within 1 year, and has no blemish. When it says mishpatav, this means not the animal itself, but what you, the person, must do to it. Kigoin shivas yamim lematza. It means the mishpat of Karban Pesach is 7 days, eat matzah. Ulebi or chametz. Make sure you do not have any possession of chametz. Then he's another pshat, svar machedim. Mishpat of gufa, he said, Tom Zachar ben Shalom, he said before. Shal gufay, tzli'esh. You have to roast it. Roishay al kira'av, the al kirbo, in one piece. It means don't cut it into sections. You roast it in one shot. What does it mean? That's called sha'al gufay. That's called sha'al gufay. And the shechutz legufa is matzah ubiur chametz. So there's different interpretations of what it means. But now let's go to the Targum. Now notice Rashi over here did not tell us in any of his perushim over here what it means bein ha'arboy. Now before we see the Targum, let me give you some introduction. Introduction is a machloikis in the Gemara. When is the time when you shech the carbon Pesach? If I'm not mistaken, I hope I'm not making a mistake. I'm look up the Gemara because we learned not so long ago in Masechta Pesachim. We halacha lemaisa. Bottom line is we slaughter it in the afternoon, which means on day 14 after Chatzos. When is after Chatzos? 12:30. I mean, Chatzos is really 12 o'clock. We also have another drasha that tells us that the first thing you have to offer is the Tomid Shalbein Harboy. So on Erev Pesach, it's the only day of the year, only time ever, where first you offer the Tomid Shel Bein Harboyim, and then you offer the Karban Pesach. So Tomid Shel Bein Harboyim, they offered very early. Ordinarily, they would offer the Tomid Shel Bein Harboyim in Mincha Ketan, an hour and 15 minutes before sunset. And, or I'm making a mistake, I'm sorry, 2.5 hours. 2.5 hours before sunset, they would start the process. Not today. Today, they pushed it back. I don't remember the details of the Gemara, a very elaborate discussion exactly. Now, how do you know that? So I'm just giving you some background. The Gemara there says, it says in the Pasuk, Bein Harboyim, and the Gemara there says, there are two Erevs. There's the Erev called the night, and there's the Erev called, well, how does it go again? We're going to see it inside in a moment here and over here. There's an Erev, which means when it begins to get dark. When does the day begin to, when is it called an Erev? What does Erev mean? It's Erev Shabbos. So we use the word colloquially to mean Friday. That's not really what it means. Erev really means evening. Vayihi Erev. Erev. Erev means the night, the evening, right? The night, Erev. It's not so simple. What does it mean in the Torah when it says Vayi Erev, Vayi Vivoker? Even that's not so simple. But Erev means ordinarily the evening. But there are two ways we're going to use the word Erev to mean evening. We're going to mean the Mamish, Tzeisak HaChavim, when it gets dark. And then we're also going to use it when it's beginning to get dark, when the day is beginning to end. When is the earliest moment during the day that you can say the day is beginning to turn to get to be over? Chatzos, midday. After midday, the day now begins, the sun begins its descent, and it's now headed towards night. And then there is the moment when actually it becomes night. So we have the word Erev, which means evening, and when we have a doubling of the Erev, the way we interpret it is the actual evening itself, and the repetition is telling us when the day is heading towards that darkness, which will then mean the Pasuk is telling us that the time to bring the Korban Pesach is in the afternoon, is somewhere between 12 o'clock and 6 o'clock. Any time between 12 o'clock and 6 o'clock, that's the time when you're supposed to slaughter the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach. And that's how we paskin. And that's on Erev Pesach, that when it comes in the afternoon, it has the same status as Chol HaMoed, because that's already the moment of time, that period of time is when we offer the Korban Pesach. Okay, that's what it said. Now, if I'm not mistaken, the Gemara has another opinion that says you can offer it the entire day. The whole day you can offer it. And that opinion says, it says with Erev twice. They don't learn the word Erev to mean when it begins to get dark. They take what Erev means when it's dark. So when it says between Bain, between Erev number one, Erev number two, it means between the two dark periods of the day. And any single day, when will you define it being in between the two dark periods? It's Alois HaShachar, when the sun begins to rise, until the sun sets. Now, on the calendar, there are another 12 hours. In Jewish and Halacha, the day begins at night. No, you can't offer the Korban Pesach at night. We only want to select a section of the day. The section of the day that we're going to select to offer the Korban Pesach is in between the two dark periods. There's a darkness that begins the day. When that darkness goes away, now is the moment of the slaughter of the Pesach until the next moment of darkness, which is Seis HaKoychavim. So according to this opinion, we're giving you 12 hours. You can slaughter the Korban Pesach the entire day. And it is very unusual, because ordinarily when we talk about the day, we say Bayoim. And although the word Bayoim means the whole 24-hour period, which can include the dark, the evening, but the Gemara has a way around that many times. Many times when it says word Bayom, Yom means when the sun is shining. Okay, I don't have examples for you, but there are definitely examples of where it says in the Pasuk, I think Korbanos it says, Biyom Tzavoysoi, and it all depends on the context. If we know the calendar day, and the Torah wants to limit an activity to the time when the sun is out in the sky, the Torah says day, because day means sunlight. And here by Korban Pesach, the Torah is going out of its way to use a different expression, between the dark periods. Now, certainly, according to this opinion that says that Bein Harboy means between the dark periods, there's a lot to be said as to why the Torah decided to describe daylight with this unusual term. Okay, that's drush. Okay, you bring the Korban Pesach between the dark periods of life. You make a lot of drush. Is there a difference in halacha between the word bayoim and bein harboim? I would say there definitely is. The word bayoim means the sun must be in the sky. If you want to say bein harboim, it means dawn to dusk. Okay, it's like the machlokes, the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham, and the Gra. If you want to say bayoim, bayoim is from sunrise to sunset. That's called yom. Yom is when you see the ball of the sun in the sky. If you say bein harboim, it means between the dark periods. Once it's alois hashachar, it's dawn, that's already called the Erev is over. And even though the ball of the sun has set below the horizon, it's not called Erev until it's pitch black dark. You can see 3 million stars. All right, that's a side point. That's a side point as to why we want to call the day, the entire day, Bein, Harboim, and not Bayom. But according to the Halacha, that we accept the Halacha, we limit the Zman of the Shechit of the Pesach to 6 hours. Not 12 hours. And the Torah here is using a unique expression that it uses nowhere else, which means from the time that the day, the first Erev, is the moment when the sun begins to make its descent. And the second is when the sun actually descended. So there are two Erevs. And proper grammar would be Arboyim. Erev, in plural, Yid Yud Mem. So Erev means Arboyim. You have to change the Nikud to reflect the Yud Mem. So that's what it means. That would be 6 hours. Rashi here, garnished. Silence. Silence is golden. Usually when Rashi doesn't comment, it means I fully agree with the Targum. Because as we've proven over and over, Rashi is writing a super commentary on the Targum. And if the Targum says something, Rashi agrees, Rashi has no need to comment. And Rashi is silent. He's acquiescing to the opinion of. So what does the Targum say? So let's go to the Targum. Targum says, I'll just read the whole thing over here quickly. In the second year from when the Jewish people went out of Mitzrayim, Biyarcha Kadmo'o, in month number one, Lemei Mar saying, the Abdum they shall do, Bnei Yisrael, Yos Pischa, Bezimne, Bimoado, Vyasu, it has to start the passing, Vyasu, Bimoado, they shall bring the Pesach in its set time. Bimoado, Bezimne, in its proper time. When is the proper time? The Pasuk Gimel says, Be'arba'as Asra, 14, Yom Adei, Be'archo Hadei, in this month, Nisan. Now here are the key words. Here the Targum says, Bein Shimshaya. That is an explosive statement. Because if Erev means the evening, like we've just done, I've told you already, I really told the Gemara, I didn't make this up. I told you the Gemara. And the Gemara says Erev means dark. Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Voiker Yoyim Echod. Right, you said Simchas Torah, you mean the first Ali in the Torah. Erev means it was evening, and it was morning, and it was day. First day, Vayerev Avok Yom Sheni, Vayerev Avok Yom Shlishi. Erev means the evening. And here it says what? He says the word Erev means Shimshaya. Between the Shimshaya. What? What does that mean exactly? Is he translating the word Erev? Is he not translating the word Erev? What does the Targum mean when he says it Bein Shimshaya? Here, let me look one moment right now in Bereishis. How does the Targum translate the word Vayerev in Bereishis? Vayerev Vayivoker. Okay, over here in Bereishis, it says, okay, Vahave Remash, Vahave Tsefar, Remash. The Targum, the same uncle in the beginning of Bereishis, translates the word Erev to mean Remash. Remash means darkness. It means darkness. So here he says it means between the suns. What? What does that mean? It should say between the darknesses. Bein Ramshia. Bein Ramshia. Targum in the beginning of Bereishis, yeah, means Shemesh. So what's going on? And let me just, and what does Rashi there say? Let me go see, what does Rashi say there in Bereishis on that pasuk? Vayerev, he doesn't say anything. He doesn't say anything there. Okay, nothing. Okay, doesn't say anything over there. Okay, so let us see over here what is going on. Let us see here what's going on. So he says, Bein Shemshaya, Tabdin Yasei, you shall do it. Bezimne, Kichol Gizerosa, Kichol Dechazilein, Nesfit, Tabdin Yasei. Okay, now let's see over here the Ma'at Tzori, Pas Gimel, and he's going to go and have a conversation with us to try to decipher what is going on over here. The Ma'at Tzori, Pas Gimel, he writes Shimshaya, Kavanosai. Okay, by the way, everything he says over here, he's a contemporary. This person, I told you, unfortunately, he passed away very recently. So this we're reading over here, a very modern Sefer. Shimshaya, but his stuff, he spent his whole life on this. There are many things, this is the, I have here on the screen in front of you, the fourth edition. And it's said that he himself, the author, did not even get the seed printed. He prepared the fourth edition for print, and then he died. Okay, so it's pretty sad, but we're reading over here the fourth edition. So this is, you know, what he says over here, by the way, you know, it's incredible stuff, but you don't have to come to the same conclusion. You can just steal his chidushim and you can develop it your own way. That's fair game. Vaita, Shemshaya, Kavanosai, Shemesh HaMizrach, the Shemesh of the Mizrach, the Shemesh HaMarev. Now he's quoting here Ramban. He does it a lot of things he does over here. He quotes others. So he quotes the Ramban over here. What does it mean, the Shemshaya, the Shemesh? Why did it say Er means Rimshaya? So the Shemesh HaMizrach, the Shemesh, and that's the Ramban. Now, he's quoting from Rabban Shemos, where it says there also, Kaloimar. Now he explains, Shemesh HaMizrach Chaynu, Kishayavor HaMizrach. Now he's telling you Pshat, I'm not so sure everyone agrees that what he's translating the Ramban is the way everyone wants. The Ramban is one of the hardest for him to translate. Okay, the Ramban's parish is extremely cryptic. The Ramban needs a Ramban to explain him. Okay, he wrote his words, and they're very, very difficult, his words. The Ramban is very difficult, and you know it's even more difficult, the Ibn Ezra. We don't even try. In the morning we have the Ibn Ezra on the page, we never read the Ibn Ezra. I give up on the Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra is too hard to understand. Very cryptic. And Ramban is also, I never had atzlach with Ramban. Ramban is a very, very hard sefer. Kloima, Shemesh HaMizrach, Hainu, there are people that spend their whole life on the Ramban. They become mumchim in the Ramban. Shemesh HaMizrach, I think there were three people, I don't remember the third one, the Ramban, the Ibn Ezra, and there's a third person. I don't know how it goes. It goes something like this. One of them said, he wrote the sefer that it should not be understood. And one wrote the sefer that it should be understood, but no one understands anyway. And one wrote the sefer, I don't know, there's something very, 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 very cute about comparing three of the Mefarshim, the Ramban, Ibn Ezra, and another Mefarish, what their intent was, which audience did they write the sefer for, and what really happened at the end. And everyone came out not the way it was meant to be. And the two of the most difficult Rishonim by far are the Ramban and Ibn Ezra. And here he says, he's going to tell us the Ma'atzai what this means, which I'm not so sure we have to agree, but he says, Shemesh HaMizrach Hainu Kishayavor HaMizrach Mitchilas Sha'o Shviyas. He's telling us what the halacha is, which means there's a Shemesh when the sun already has passed the east horizon. When is the sun out, done, been there, done that, of the east? By hour number 7. When you look up in the sky, Chatzos, where is the sun? The sun is not exactly on top of you, because we live in the northern hemisphere, so the sun is in the south, but the sun pretty much is in the center of the sky. Correct? The sun is in the center of the sky, not directly on top of you, but it's in the center of the sky. It's to the south. Once the sun has finished, it's done by going through, that means mitchila shosh, that means chatzos. Mitchila shosh shvius means, the beginning of the seventh hour means 12:01. It's a little bit confusing because, like, I always tell you this, a baby is born in a family, and you go to Shalom Zachar, and you see this cute little kid, the brother of the baby, the older brother, he's 3 years old. How old is the baby? How old are you? I'm 3 years old. I once, this was a little girl, she told me, I'm 4 years and 1/4. 4 years and 3/5. I don't know who told her to tell us say that. How old is the baby? It's a new baby. How old? If you're 3 years old, so the baby is 0 years old.
I have the Ramban in front of me in Shemos, and there the Ramban says it's between the two darkenings. The darkening of the day takes place in the beginning of 7 hours after sunrise.
Yeah, he's explaining. I have to read the Ramban word for word and see who's giving you the parish, the Ramban. You have to
read it from the Ramban itself.
Okay, read the Ramban. Read the words. Read the words.
It says, "Mishesh Mozamala Kori Ben Abay." That part of the day, from 6 hours after sunrise and onward, is called between the darkness. Hashemesh Noita LeBeis Mavoi LeEro. For during that time, the sun inclines towards its setting place to the west to bring on the evening. Olashon Ben Abay Nuba Enai Osen Shosh Ben Ariba Sayom.
So he's saying Arivas.
Here the Ramban says specifically, Arivas Yom Mitchila Sheva.
Arivas, but he's
like, after sunrise.
Right. But he's not saying the word Shemesh. He doesn't say the word Shemesh. Okay, I agree with you. This is a very delicate thing. The Ramban is giving.
No, he does say Shemesh. I read it. He says Mishesh Osamalik.
He's explaining. He's explaining. Okay, right. So he's explaining what it means. The Sachakol. Okay, we have to see the Ramban inside word for word. We're looking right now. We're doing the Targum. The Targum is not the Ramban. The Targum was written way before the Ramban, and the Targum is giving us a literal translation of the words. The Ramban is explaining the Pshat and the Pasuk. The Ramban over here.
Rashi from there. He's quoting Rashi in Shemos.
Okay, there's Rashi, right? So that's Rashi in Shemos. Okay, let's see. Let's go one step at a time. Okay, we run out of time very quickly. Let's see what he says over here. Over here, the Targum says Shim Shaya. It says Bein Ho Arboyim. The Targum usually sticks to a literal translation of the words. The Targum in the beginning of the Torah says the word Erev means Ramsha. Ramsha means darkness. So here you would say between the darknesses, we want to pinpoint the Zman. We know from the Gemara, the Talmud, that there are two opinions as what it means. What does it mean, Bein Ho Arboyim? Either it means a 6-hour window, or it means a 12-hour period of time. The Targum over here says Shim Shaya, Bein Shim Shaya. So over here, the Ma'at Sari, I mean, everything he says, you don't have to accept. But the benefit of it is what he says. He provides us all the ideas that he certainly does. He opens this up very wide. Shemesh Hamizrach V'Shemesh Hamayrif. What does that mean? So let's see. Now he quotes the Ramban, and you have to see what he says. Kolomar. Shemesh Hamizrach Hainu, Kishayavor Hamizrach Mitchila Shoshvis. 1201. I was telling you, the newborn is called 0 years old. That's wrong. A new baby is called one. He's 1 year old because he's in his first year. When a child comes into this world, and we don't say this in English, but in Halacha, that's what it's called. Halacha, when a baby comes into this world, how old is he? He is now in his first year. He's 1 day into his first year. So when it says here the number 7, the 7th hour, that means we have now begun the 7th hour. We have completed 6 hours, and now we're at 1201. At 1201, the sun is finished. It's done the east. The east side is done. I'm not going down the FDR anymore. I'm done with that. Now we're going to go back on the west side. We're going to travel the west side. Shemesh HaMizrach, Shemesh HaMizrach, Chayinu Kishyav HaMizrach Metchilas Shoshvis. The Shemesh HaMayrav, what does that mean? Kishasheret Tiyeh B'Soif HaMayrav, when it reaches its destination. Those are the two suns. He's calling this the sun. There is the sun when it finished, he calls over here, in this parish, Shemesh Kishayavor HaMizrach, V'shemesh ha-marav ka'asher tiyeh b'soif ha-marav. Now, okay, fine. V'zehu perish rochuk me'oid b'divrei ungolus. If you're going to go take this, and you're going to say that what the Ramban says, you're going to inject that into ungolus between the two sons, you're going to fashtup it in there. This, he says, is a perish rochuk me'oid b'divrei ungolus, shrei chazal, Shimshoi, don't get confused, it doesn't mean Shimsho, they used, this word Shimsho does not mean Shemesh, I mean Shimsho means they have used, Beloshon Bein Hashmoshois, Hazman, Shu Sofik Yoim, the Sofik Laila, the Oid. Now, who's he quoting from over here? He's quoting from the Ramban, I'm not sure who he's quoting, but over here, the point over here is, we have another expression, Bein Hashmoshois. Everyone heard of that before. What is Bein Hashmoshes? It's a time period, Safik Yoim, Safik Laila. In Halacha, for most of us, this means from the time the sun sets until, let's say, 40 minutes, 45 minutes after sunset. Is that time period, from when the sun sets until it's 45 minutes after Shkia, is that Yoim or is that day? That we call Bein Hashmoshes. Where does that come from? Who invented that term?
According to the Ramban, from Shkir Sechama, and I'm quoting the Ramban, Shkir Sechama until nighttime, first of all, it's not the Zman of Shechita, and he says, Ve'ena Nikra Aboyim, Abel Hu Erev Yom.
So he has a different term. But in Chazal, in the Gemara, in the Talmud, okay, let's see one there. In the Talmud, we say the term Bein Hashmoshes. What does that mean? It means, we know, right in our minds, it means from the time the sun sets until the stars come out. Why do we call that between the suns? What suns? What are you talking about? What suns? How many sons are there? There's only one son. So what are we going to say? It means that Bein Hashem means from the time that the sun sets, that's the first sun, when the sun enters below the horizon, but just because it enters below the horizon, it's still giving forth light. It's still illuminating the world. And the second sun means when the sun disappears, where its light completely disappears. The sun sets twice. The ball of the sun goes below the horizon. And then when the stars come out, that's when the rays of the sun cease to exist. So that's the term when you want to say Bein Hashmashas, between the two suns, it means when the sun sets to when the stars come out. And as Mr. Rapport said correctly, that cannot possibly be what the Pasuk means when it comes to the Shechita of the Korban Pesach. No one in the Talmud says that you're supposed to slaughter the Korban Pesach Bein Hashmashas after the sun sets until the stars comes out. That's impossible. But yet, it seems like that's what the Targum is saying. Because the Targum translates the words Bein Ho'arboyim, between the suns. He's saying it's Bein Hashmashas. Isn't that what the Targum is saying? It's an incredible Targum over here. It says, when do you shach the Korban Pesach? Ba'arbas asher yom b'yar chadein, Bein Shemshaya. Bein Hashmashas. What? First of all, the word Erev doesn't mean Shemesh, it means Ramsha. And between the Ramshois. And you want to say the word Shemesh, wait a minute, don't we think the word Bein Shemshaya means from the time that the sun sets until that the sun, the second sun setting is when the sun disappears, the rays disappear. So that certainly is not what the Pasuk means. So what's going on over here? So let's go further, he says. When they says the word Shemesh, they're now referring to 12 o'clock to 6 o'clock. When Chazal used the terminology Bein Hashmashos, between sunset to stars. Ella, HaPerish HaBorur, the correct interpretation, who? Shakavona B'mila Shemesh, Hu Yom. It means day. The word Shemesh here does not mean the sun. It means the day. Okay, so he says we find the other way around. What does he mean? What does he mean the other way around? I'm not sure what he means by the other way around. I don't know what that means. But let's go further. Kolamar Bein Hayomim, between the days. Now what does he mean over here? This only would make sense if we accept the background that we started with, that the Ramban, that the Unkelis, is coming to Paskin, like the opinion in the Gemara, that the Zman of Shechitas HaPesach is 12 hours. There are two opinions in the Gemara. When do you slaughter the Pesach? Do you have a 6-hour window, or do you have a 12-hour window? If you're going to say that you have a 6-hour window, and you want to say that the Ramban, that the Unkelis accepts that Lahalacha, and you're going to force that into the words of the Ramban, Bein Shemshaya, you're in a lot of trouble. Because that's not the way you would describe the 6-hour window with the words Bein Shemshaya. Because when you want to go talk about the sun, between the way the words are used in such a fashion, it would be misleading. Bein Shemshaya would seem to mean Bein Hashmasha, is the way the Chazal use it. The only solution would then be Bein Shemshai means between the moments of time of the day, the two moments between the two days. What do we mean between the two days? So when it comes, okay, this is a little complicated. I'm getting a going circle. Let's read it one more time. Chazal Hashman Shel Gamri. Kolaymar, Bein Hayomim. Now, what do we mean, Bein Hayomim? Between the days. Let's go for the Uvechazal Haloshoin, Bein Hashmashos, Hakavon, Hazman Shalagamri, Bein Hayomim, Shusavik, whom Yomel Shav Olam Shachav, Uve Unkelis Hakavona, Haz Shazman Shuhu Maschil Lihios, Bein Hayomim. Now, here, I don't want to say this. Mechatzoyz, say from the Gur Aryeh, This is another piece of Gemara. It means from the time, let's learn like the other opinion in the Gemara. If the Gur'ari, you can't argue with the Maral. But if not, I didn't realize it's a Maral, or you're saying Gur'ari, you have to see what the Gur'ari really says. If it means the day, I'm not so sure, he's not only he's quoting the Maral, he's saying his own parish, but you have to see what it really means. Bein Shemshaya means the two moments of the day that are Vadai called the day part. The 12-hour part. We're not describing when the sun is passing over a certain part of the sky and when it's beginning to get dark. Me'erev bein ho'arboyim means it's between I'm trying to say an explanation. Erev literally means Ramsha. That's my goal here. Erev means darkness. The Targum is not going to go away from his translation in the beginning of Bereshis. Erev means darkness. The Targum here is just giving us an explanation. What does it mean between the two darknesses? It means between the two points in a 24-hour period where there is the sun is in the sky. When the sun is in the sky, it begins at the end of the darkness of the previous night, and it ends when the sun goes away and the darkness of the next night begins. That's what it means, Bein Shemshaya. Shemshaya means the point in the day when the sun is in the sky. Oh, but it says the word Erev, exactly. It's a 12-hour period of time. Because Erev means darkness. And he's coming to explain, when do you slaughter the Korban Pesach? The two in between the darkness of the previous night and the darkness of the following night, that entire period of time is the moment when the sun is continuously in the sky. And how does he? What is the? What are the words? What are the words in the pasuk? The words in the pasuk are. The words of the targum are, when do you slaughter the korban pesach? Bein shemshaya, between the sun's the journey of the sun when it begins to when the sun ends. How could you say the word shemesh in relation to the word erev? No, it's exactly the point. Because Erev means Ramsha, darkness. And the Unkelis is coming to Paskin, like the Mando Omar, Mesach the Psachim, that the Zman Shechidus HaPesach goes from the beginning of the day to the end of the day. When the sun, the beginning of the sun's journey to the end of the sun's journey. And the way the Torah described that was between the two dark periods in the day. Okay, that's one. There, we're running out of time. I'll tell you another very.
Rabban's a completely different, really. I just say.
Okay, fine. And Echanami, who says fine? Absolutely, the Rabban explicitly says, like the other man, the Yomar, which means the 6 hours. This is not the Rabban. This is not. This is Unkelus. This is Unkelus. He's just drawing. He's just coming to take around the Rabban and the Rabban what the Rabban says. And he's trying to open up the Eden by explaining that we have a problem here and how the Ramban learns, how Rashi learns, they have the Gemara. But everyone has to grapple with the fact that it says over here in the Unkelus, Bein Shemshaya. The Ramban, this is not the Ramban, this is Unkelus. Unless the Ramban is coming to tell you, this is what Unkelus means. This if the Ramban's not doing that. The Ramban over here, the Ramban is saying his interpretation, what it means. But Unkelus doesn't say that. He says something entirely different. Okay, then tomorrow I'll tell you another pshat. We're out of time now. And that is, there are many words in the Torah where, not many words, there are many words where the letters are reversed. For example, a keves and a kesef. A simla and a salma. You have a word and we exchange the letters. So I want to suggest the word erev, to make sense out of this, we're going to make the Unkelus like the Ramban and like Rashi, la halacha, in the 6-hour window. And when it says the word Erev, Erev really means Ovar. Ayin Reish be'Erev, Ayin Reish be'in means Erev. But we keep on using when it passes, it's Ma'avar. When it passes, which mean, even though it says Erev, Erev is relating to the word Avor. Take the last two letters and reverse them. And there is precedent to do such a thing, to take a word and to interpret the word as if you interchange the last two of the letters are interchanged. Like I told you, Keves, Kesev. There is Simla and Salma. Exactly the same word. Here too, Erev, Avor, passing. You slaughter the Korban Pesach between the two passings. What's the first passing? Chatzos. What's the second passing? Tzeis Lakechavim. And that would put the Korban Pesach, that would put the Korban Pesach to be offered in the afternoon. All right, I hope you got something out of this. I certainly did. A very complicated thing. Bein Hashmoshes, the unusual use of the word Shemesh, this pasuk for the word Erev, to reconcile this with the Bina Torah, with Parashat Shmos, with the Ramban, what is Ukla saying? We laid out some ideas with the background of the Gemara. It's a very interesting topic, at least for me. Thank you very much for coming and listening. Have a wonderful evening. Good night. Blazer, good night, Blazer. Thanks for coming.
Good night, everybody. Good night, Norman. How you doing? They let you out of quarantine yet? Good night.
Good night, good night, good night. Mr. Glad, good night.
Thank you.
All right, good night, everybody. Okay. How's the potato salad look?